Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us ransom people for all time. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, Yahweh is bringing us power through unity. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
Vibration of the moon, the stars, and the whole earth. Becky,
and hey, let us ransom people for all time. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Being healed by the peace of Yahweh.
thank you for joining me this evening for Soul Purpose Healing. I'm in a new location in Orlando, Florida, blessed and highly favored. I just can't say that enough. I'm blessed and highly favored. I had the most interesting experience today. Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. This blog show is all about bringing us all into alignment, you know, like a spinal cord adjustment by your chiropractor. I'm here to bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment so that you can be in alignment with the Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom, and especially with the planets and the full moon tonight. There's a full moon. Started last night, I think, but the moon is still full. You can look outside and see this bright, beautiful light that's shining down on Mother Earth and all its residents. And today, I had the most interesting experience that I want to share with you. Before we hear from my guests, who are all going to give us a perspective on the moon and winter solstice, the winter solstice especially. Now, let me put out a warning. This is not for religious-minded people. So if you have a religious mind, you might want to just keep going, because we're going to talk about tarot card readings and different perspectives on the winter solstice. And because the winter solstice is a spiritual message, it's a cosmic message. It's really a cosmic message. It's an energetic message. There's so many things, right? It's even a divine feminine message. I was really surprised as I did my researching for guests and audios to find out how the message of winter in general is a feminine energy. You're going to be so impressed and excited about this. But just to show you how the planets and the angels and invisible forces work in our lives, when we are consciously aware that we have source and angels and angelic invisible forces waiting to help us. I was praying today about my new house that I'm renovating. It needs a lot of work, and the process is going a little slow. And the people who are supposed to be helping me do this are not being people of integrity. They're not getting back to me when I'm texting them. And so it's like, whoa, what's going on? So I prayed and I said, I'm going to go for a walk. Someone said, go for a walk. So I'm going for a walk and I see a white feather on the ground. It's like 5 minutes into my, maybe that's a 30-minute walk. 5 minutes into my walk, there's a white feather on the ground. I said, ooh, that's interesting. Now, I picked it up and put it in my little trash bag because I carry a trash bag, a grocery plastic bag with me. If I see any trash, it's going in the bag because I'm in a neighborhood where the goddess has arrived. That's me. The trash goddess has arrived, and I'm picking up trash wherever I go. I don't want to see any trash on Mother Earth. So I pick up this white feather. I filled up two trash bags on a 30-minute walk. That just goes to show you how careless people are. So about 15 minutes into the walk, another white feather shows up. It's like, whoa, that's interesting. Pick it up, throw it in my bag. I should have saved it, but I have so much stuff right now. I'm trying to organize. I can't keep one more thing, not even a feather. So I'm walking and walking and walking, and wouldn't you know, feather number three shows up. White feather, all white. Usually there's brown, there's all kind of colors, but a white feather shows up. I'm like, whoa, I wonder what the number is on that one. So I'm walking and walking. And again, I was so concerned about the contractor who's not being integrity and not being honest and just not being what, he's not in line with my vision that I want to recreate in this house. And I see this big piece of paper, and for the most part, I'm picking up little pieces of paper here and there, lots of plastic bottles, masks on the ground everywhere. Picking them up, I see this big piece of paper folded over. I pick it up. It's the name of a construction company that does work, renovation work on houses. They do mainly roofs, but they also do renovation work inside the house. I'm like, whoa, okay, maybe a bit. And the number, here's the real interesting part, the phone number for the corporate office. Started with 833 East 47th Street was my first earth destiny when I was a baby. I went into 833 East 47th Street in Chicago, Illinois, and the number 833 shows up all the time in my life journey. So here's a piece of paper, 833. I'm like, oh, that's significant. I'll call them. Call them, made an appointment. They're coming out today. Ah, why do we worry? Why do we worry? And the white feathers, I found out, are all about guidance, angelic guidance. What did I write down? Angels, white feathers on the ground. Angels are near. Stay faithful. Everything is going to be okay with time, protection, guidance, and support. In other words, all is well. So get out of your little worry mind about your new house not being finished in time and whatever, and just get into focusing on the planets, the energy, the love vibration that we need to keep flowing and keep flowing. So I thought I'd just share with that for you to just keep an eye out on nature and keep an eye out on numbers. That's what we're going into tonight, how nature and numbers are all speaking to us. So again, thank you for joining me this evening. I think you're going to be enlightened tonight, educated, inspired, all of that, what we need. Because this week is a very significant day, December 21st, winter solstice. Some people have no idea what that means because they're caught up in between Thanksgiving, turkeys, and Christmas spirit, and then Kwanzaa and all that. And then winter solstice, what's that? Okay, what is that? I don't understand it. So we're going to go into that tonight. First of all, my guest is Sadhguru. Sadhguru is a very wise man from India, and he's going to talk about how the moon affects us. I was really a little surprised at this message he brought about the moon because I didn't understand fully this particular message about how the moon affects our body. So you're going to love this, I think. Sadhguru and the moon. It's only about 6 minutes, so if you want to get some coffee or tea, not coffee this late, please, chamomile tea maybe. Don't go to sleep, though. You're going to really be enlightened for the week because this week, the female solution to the tomorrow, Zelda's going to have another message for us about this whole week of holidays. Zelda's going to talk about countdown, the cashless Christmas. Jody on Tuesday is going to talk about self-care. So this is just kind of an introduction to a week of high energy and high expectations. If your mind and your pineal gland is activated to receive from the Most High the conditions you need most to go forward with power and life and love. So let's listen to my first guest, Sadhguru, about how the moon affects a particular area of our body and why that is so important. We want to talk about that as we go forward and how it resonates and aligns with winter solstice energy and the darkness coming upon us. Not darkness in energy, unless you want that, but the darkness of the light from the planetary cosmos. So Sadhguru is going to...
So this regeneration process is not in the brain. It is in this region, which is very important. So the influence of the moon maximum is on your gut. The impact that the full moon has on various aspects of your body, the cellular behavior in the system, this can be replicated on a daily basis simply by activating this dimension. The distance between planet Earth and Moon, and the distance between planet Earth and Sun is 108 times more. And the diameter is similarly 108 times more. There's a geometric proportion to this. As the circumference increases, its influence will decrease. And about 3,700 years ago, a certain yogi made a calculation that in 28,000 years' time, the influence of moon upon the planet will become so feeble and slowly the moon will start turning its back upon you. That is when human race will go down. Well, now about 3,700 years are gone, so we still have 24,300 years, according to that calculation. So as this 20 millimeter excess of the radius that is happening year on year, which has been confirmed by scientific measurements, if this continues for another 28 years or 28,000 years or so, then they say the influence of moon will become so minimal on the planet that it may not be able to help us to regenerate. So this regeneration process is not in the brain, it is in this region, which is very important. So the influence of the moon maximum is on your gut. So this is the reason in India there is a whole tradition on full moon day how you should eat, on a new moon day how you should eat, for every phase of the moon how you should eat on that day, in terms, both in terms of quality of food and the quantity of food, what you should do so that you can get maximum benefit of the moon phase of that time. People are largely trying to measure changes in the brain activity and stuff like that. But it would be helpful, because from my experience, I know that the maximum amount of change happens in your belly in this region, which you call as the gut, because that is where the real change happens, and it has consequences in the brain and the rest of the body. One important aspect of taking in the moon, there are practices in yoga where you can live like every day. In your experience, it's like full moon. Somebody has become like an eternal moon within himself, that is like a full moon, always, because certain things can be done in the system. The impact that the full moon has on various aspects of your body, the cellular behavior in the system, this can be replicated on a daily basis simply by activating this dimension. See, who we are as life is a consequence of how this planet functions. How this planet functions is a consequence of its position in the solar system, and definitely the sun is a major powerhouse which fires everything, and the moon, which is a satellite by our understanding, but it has a significant impact on the production of life on this planet. So what kind of life we are is essentially determined by these two aspects, sun and moon, playing their influence upon the planet at various levels. There are other planets which have influences on you, but their impact is much lower, and they are significant only to certain people, not for everybody. But fundamentally, sun, moon, and the planet are the three celestial objects. The thing is, see, in the yogic system, there are simple processes with which, particularly on full moon nights, where you can get totally stoned out just on moonlight. There are processes to do that. It is in some way, on one level, in the physiological level, the significance of yoga is to stay in tune with the sun and moon cycles in relation to the planet. That is the only way this life can be in balance and with least amount of friction within itself. So, to maintain that chemistry which is always blissful and ecstatic, moon and being aligned with the moon is a very important part of it. A certain amount of attention towards what is happening in the gut with the full moon, new moon, I think it may be far more easily measurable than what is happening in the brain, because what is happening in the brain, we see it only as a consequence. The real thing is happening in the gut. You may see certain effects in the brain. What is a consequence is one thing, but the process, the changes that are happening within the gut region is very big, and it is probably more easily measurable in my limited understanding of science, I am saying, because what is happening is there more solid kind of stuff. It is more tangible, that maybe it is more easily measurable than what's happening in the brain.
So, shaman and Indian guru says that the effect of the moon is mostly in the gut, which means it affects your microbiome system, your viruses, your bacteria, your fungus, all being affected by the gut. I was studying today about mushrooms with a friend, and it was so interesting reading about mushrooms and the ecosystem connection and how mushrooms create this ecosystem, in not only in the planet Earth, but in our bodies when we are eating them. So when we think about the moon, the full moon is actually affecting your gut, your microbiome system. That means your army that protects you in your body, your microbiome system, is more active during a full moon than any other time. And what he suggests is that means you eat less food. Because if you're not eating a lot of food during the full moon and your microbiome system is also being activated during this time, guess what? There is nothing that can harm you. If you leave the food out for a while and just concentrate on activating that army of trillions of microbes in the gut, you are the most powerful defensive mechanism on the planet. If you consciously think about that, it just blows my mind to think about it. And thank you, Becky Gilbert, for mentioning white feathers. Because, you know, if I had seen white feathers all the time, I probably would not have even thought anything about them. But I haven't seen white feathers on the ground in I don't know if I've ever seen. They're usually other colors. But three white feathers within a matter of 30 minutes, I'm like, what is going on? I'm just blessed and highly favored. That's all I can say. It's like, whoa. And this house that I'm renovating, the house of Yah, the house of joy, I'm so excited now. And it just says also this message that we should not put all our dependence on man, whether it's a contractor or a friend or a construction expert, blah, blah, blah. They're going to disappoint you, as I've already been disappointment. I'm not even into this project full force yet, and I've already seen lack of integrity again. And it's just a message for me today. Don't trust in, don't depend on fully on men, physical human bodies. Depend on your angelic presence, angelic assistance. Thank you, Becky Gilbert. Let's have tea soon, dear, and talk about these wonderful spiritual truths that we know about. Angelic assistance is available to all of us. That's the key. All of us. That's why I'm sharing. If you're listening to my voice, you should know. Don't trust in men. Don't trust in doctors. Don't trust in anybody but the invisible earth planetary system, cosmic force that you came from to assist you. That is what we call consciousness. So I have other guests coming on. I want to share another guest with you because this is so important that we understand solstice and why it's so important. So one of my guests, her name is Diana Cooper. And as I said, this is not for religious minds tonight because we're going to talk about all aspects of spirituality. That includes tarot cards. That includes magic. It includes all the wisdom and knowledge that you don't know about and that might help you along this journey. So Diana Copert is one of those people. This is about 3 minutes, and this will take us into our break. And then after the break, we can talk about what we're hearing from Diana on the winter solstice. So remember, the full moon is activating your gut, your intuition. What are you feeling during this winter time where we're going to be going into the darkest season of the year? And what does that mean to you? How is the moon speaking and activating your army? And are you getting ready to fast and spend time in nature? Here we go with winter solstice.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to information about the winter solstice this year. It's on the 21st of December, of course, and 21 plus 12 plus 21 vibrates with 11, the number of mastery, the desire to help the world, and also with soul freedom. Number 11 is a master number. On this day, 6 illumined masters have sent out a clarion call to humanity to help build the 7th dimensional web of love and light around the universe. Now, the web of love and light anchors through Stonehenge, the great two-way interdimensional portal, one of only four two-way interdimensional portals on the planet, and an extraordinarily powerful place. It is the retreat of Lord Vusloo, and he was the great master, the highest frequency high priest ever to incarnate in the golden era of Atlantis, and he brought with him then the keys and codes to help Atlantis jump shift into the extraordinary golden age that it became. And he is back again to help us jump shift into the new golden age that starts in 2032. Now, you may already have received keys and codes from him, but he is now giving us an upgrade to the latest energy that we need to prepare for the new golden age, and he says that this is very important. Meeting here at the solstice are also Paul the Venetian, carrying the flame of freedom for humanity, again, very, very important. Lord Kumikar, who carries the blueprint for the new golden age. El Moira, the perfected human of the next age, the sixth root race of humanity, with the 12 strands of DNA fully connected and awesome gifts ready, and he is preparing us. Also meeting here are Jesus, the bringer of cosmic love, and Commander Ashtar. Now together, they're helping us raise our light to build the seventh dimensional web of light around the universe, connecting all the stars, planets, and galaxies together at the higher energy. And of course, the energy from Earth is really important for this. Now, if you'd like to experience this and much more, just join my Zoom on the 21st of December, it's a Tuesday, to receive the love and light from the great masters to help to build the seventh dimensional web around the universe, and to bring in codes of love and freedom. Hope to see you then. Lots of love.
Okay, so we've got people all over planet Earth who are creating atmospheres, meetings, gatherings on December 21st. As you heard, it's an 11. Ooh, powerful number again. It's an 11 on 12/21/2021. And we're going to hear more about what is going on winter solstice that we need to pay attention to. But as the last speaker just said, there's gatherings going on that even include Christ, energy of Christ, the Messiah in, that all of these gatherings are coming together to raise our light, raise the moonlight in us. Remember, the moon is activating our gut. The moon is activating our microbiome army within us. And so on the 21st, key energy, Christ will be there, the energy, the spirit of Christ anointing, the anointing to raise your light, raise your frequency, raise your, activate your pineal gland. So much activation will take place on that day. And it also represents a beginning period of darkness. So as soon as I hear from Naima Latif, or we're going to go to the commercials, first group of commercials. But think about that as we go to the commercials. What are you going to be doing on the 21st to prepare for this powerful 11 number activation? Remember, I saw 833 today on a flyer that I was picking up trash. My mind was said, I got to get rid of the trash. The angelic support for me said, we're going to send her out to pick up trash in the neighborhood, but we're also going to give her a number to help her remember, a number to help her know for sure that we're here, that our angelic presence is here, and that we're here to assist her. So whatever you're worrying about right now, whatever you might be thinking about, please let it not be about shopping and getting gifts. But if that's your worry or concern, then just don't go into further debt. Please, no more debt. We don't need to go into debt any further. Unless you feel like that's a lesson you need to learn, then by all means, go into further debt. So we're going to open up my executive producer's open up her number, and we're going to go to our first set of commercials. When we come back, I have other guests that you're going to just love, because we're going deep tonight on the solstice. What does it mean? Why is it important for you? Why should you be aware of what the 11 on Wednesday means for you and your family and your surroundings? You might need to go pick up some trash to see some evidence, but whatever, just be aware and listening to the invisible forces of light. So Naima Latif is ready for our commercials. We'll be right back. And in the meantime, let's all stay focused on
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Beata. Healing, time for restoration, time for regeneration. According to the moon waxing cycle, we're still with a full moon. We're not seeing the waning activity yet, the lessening of it yet. So now is the time to take advantage of this full moon activating your gut, as Sadhguru shared, your gut where all those trillions of microbes are residing to help you fight off any enemies in your body, in your mind, in fact. And this is a good time to fast, according to Sadhguru. When the moon is full, your gut's being activated. If there's no food going through the pipe, then that means your gut's going to take all the energy to heal whatever needs healing. So take advantage of this beautiful energy from the moon to activate your gut and to bring you into the love of winter solstice, the beautiful energy that winter solstice represents. So we're going to hear from our next guest about five things. Let's see, the seasonal alignment are five things we should know. Let's go to Colette Reed. I love this woman. I had never heard from her. She has five things you should know. Again, this is not for religious minds, so just beware. You're not going to be hearing any religious thinking here. Colette is very, very radical in her beliefs and how the world turns. So let's listen to Colette Reed. She's going to tell us.
Hi, I'm Colette Baron Reed. I noticed there's a lot of new people here, so I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself and about what we're going to talk about today. So I'm a best-selling author. I am an oracle card creator. I have 14 decks and counting, like 17 actually soon. And I'm all excited about a date that's coming up that's going to impact all of us. And I would like to do a reading on that for all of us. And it's the solstice. We are coming to the end of 2021. And I'm super excited about this because this is an important marker for all of us right now. Energetically, we're moving into a brand new cycle. And this date, the winter solstice, is where I am because I'm in the northern hemisphere. It's the summer one in the southern hemisphere. But up here, we see the point of greatest darkness. It's the longest night, which means that we are really at that point before the sunlight returns. We have an opportunity to be grateful, to get humble, to take a look at what we don't want to bring with us. We're in a dreaming time. That's why I decided to use the shaman's dream oracle today that I did with my friend Alberto Villaldo about the shaman archetype, because we really are being initiated into this new way of being where we are being given an opportunity to dream a new world into being. So on the solstice, it's a sacred moment to honor the journey that we've been on, and to be mindful and to welcome in the sunlight and to identify that vitality that the sun is offering us, because we get a new beginning next. We really are walking into something new. So I'm going to do the reading based on five elements: spirit, then fire, earth, air, and water, and how those elements are impacting every single one of us. So this is my solstice reading gift to all of you. And then I'm going to tell you something special after, okay? So I've shuffled the cards earlier, and the first card represents spirit. And spirit is called the empty well. This is the card that says it's time to replenish. We're tired. And at the end of 2021, and I do know that this year has been much more difficult for some people than even 2020 was, and it was tough in 2020. So we have so much right now, and there's a sense of exhaustion. So it's a spiritual exhaustion. And so this is saying at this moment, in the longest night, and in the south, of course, the longest day, we take this moment to say thank you, because I am going to surrender my will and my life over to what can replenish me, which is spirit. And that's what this is saying. We're empty wells. Now we have to fill ourselves up. And it's acknowledging that. We can't bypass that. We're tired. Now, let's take a look at fire. So fire is all about action. So we look at astrology, for example. We have Aries, we have Leo, and we have Sagittarius. So here it's the netcaster. Preparations come to fruition. And this is great because it's about passion. So in this moment, we are saying, aha, you know, I get it. I've been through all of this. I'm seeing myself here. I'm fried, but I know something better can come. And I've been preparing all this time, and we're going to start to see evidence of that preparation, right? And there's a reason to be optimistic. So there's a sense of optimism that we may not have had so much last year. And I'll talk about that in a second. So we have the fruition, which means something good is happening. Now, let's take a look now at Earth. So Earth is the practicality's sacred contract. So here it talks about our bodies, right? The sacred contract to embody our lives in this lifetime. The relationship that we have to money, to the exchange of goods, anything that's tangible, sensuality is in play. But what we're seeing here as well, too, is that we have an obligation to one another because it's all relational here. One doesn't do anything without the other. They're all together. So the sacred contract says that we are committed. And because we've entered into a solstice during the energy of Earth this year. We've got the Capricorn, the moon is in Cancer, Capricorn is really, really present right now and other planets too. So we say, aha, I'm going to see evidence. The contract that we have signed is that there will be evidence of our hard work and that this is going to pay off, even though we feel exhausted because we think nothing good happens when we're tired. But the truth is that this is saying, oh no, this is not wasted. This sense of feeling the need to replenish that we have nothing left, it's an extraordinary moment where we're saying, nope, I'm committed, and I have also a committed relationship to this world that I can touch and see and feel with my senses, the planet that I am part of, nature that I am part of. These relationships are going to be prominent for me. But this is, remember, there's no such thing as just one moment in time. This is a process, and this is where we are in the process. Now, we're going to look at air. So look at air. And air is resonating. Oh, this is very interesting. So air is all about the sense of being resonant with others and with circumstances. So everything is energy. And if we look at, you know how you feel when you're around certain people, and you know how you feel when you're around certain circumstances, and there's a tremendous amount of truth, emotional truth, intellectual truth, and because it's air, it is the mind, right? And we start to resonate with one another. This is less polarizing. So although we'll still see polarities, and this is what this is reminding us, like, hey, yes, polarities, but there's more resonance coming together. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen this metronome thing on the internet where you see the metronomes all over the place, and then all of a sudden just naturally they start to go at the same time. They resonate together. They just all get in sync. And that's what this is saying as well, too, that we can trust that our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs will resonate also with each other's. And we're moving more towards that, even if temporarily it may not look like that. Now let's take a look at water, which is our emotional life. And it's, we think of water signs, for example, we have mystical Pisces, and then we have Cancer, that cardinal sense of, you know, tenacity and feelings. And then, of course, we have, what's the other water sign? And Scorpio, of course. How would I miss Scorpio? Deep. So we're in deep waters here. We're looking at how are we being impacted? Because again, we are at that point of greatest darkness up in the northern hemisphere. And there it is. We're completing a cycle. That's fantastic. So our feelings are different. And we're going to feel different as we move into 2022 because the solstice says so. There's an interesting difference from last year's solstice, which was stronger and more, it felt much more like the law. The law was coming, you know, the comeuppance, the karma. There was a stronger message last year, and this is softer. This is much more inviting. This is saying, you know what? We really are moving into a brand new cycle of feelings, too, that we're not going to feel the same. This is that greatest point of surrender. I want to go back to that spiritual surrender here, which always feels liberating once we say, yes, I feel humble about this. I need help. In order for me to sustain my life, I need something different. And that's what this is saying. So the main message, if I'm to recap this for everybody, is it is time to replenish, which means the only way that you can create sustainability in your life is to commit to less busy, all right? So like busy is not cool anymore, right? This is a thing of, even if you have three jobs, there's a point where it has to say, you know what? You've got to take some moment for yourself. You've got to carve it out somehow. And no matter what, there's a sense of surrender to the will of the divine. There's that quality there too. And the other thing is, there's hope in this. There really is hope. There's a natural progression this year that wasn't there last year. It's not so much how much work we do as it is to see the evidence of the work we have done. All right, that's what we see this year. We see evidence of what we've planted. That's really beautiful. And this year also, this solstice is a lot more grounded. How do we stay grounded? And we stay grounded by replenishing. And we have to learn how to say no. Okay, that's the other thing. So that's a really great, for me, this solstice sounds very strong and powerful and profound. And it certainly doesn't say go, go, go. It says stay put, breathe, stay put and breathe, and trust. You have a relationship to the universe, to your higher power, to each other, and there's evidence coming. Even if you don't think you're going to see it, you will. You really will. And we are closing a door on what was to welcome what could be. Alrighty, guess what? I have something to invite you to. Alright, if you like this, well, guess what I get to do with you. If you'd like to come, I'm inviting you to a special celebration with my friend.
So I just love that message. It's so upbeat, so waxing. When you think of how the moon is waxing when it becomes full, it's like, meow. I just loved her message, so positive. To talk about grounding, I think if nothing else from that, it's time to slow down and not be busy, and grounding. My journey to Arizona was all about presenting a grounding gift, and not to be so busy. And I was so grateful to be back on the ground in Orlando because I realized I don't like flying that much anymore. It's just weird now. And my ears were hurting when the plane was coming down. So I am so grounded right now. I'm taking my shoes off, walking barefoot on the ground. I love being on the ground. And I love being in Arizona because of the mountains. You could just feel the air, the energy from the mountains surrounding Tucson. So thank you, Mama AZ, for inviting me to Aero Tucson and making it such a wonderful journey. And I think at this point we should go into our Earth My Body breathing exercise meditation, because that was our guest. Our guest message was about grounding, slowing down, breathing in the newness that's coming. Even though the government is still sending out a negative message and dividing people, we can be so uplifted when we hear people like Diane, our guest, that remind us that earth and spirit and fire and air are in charge, not the government. So let us pause for a moment and breathe together to my favorite meditation, Earth My Body. Just take some time together. Close our eyes, breathing in through your nose, holding it, letting go, and let's just listen to the beautiful words and melody of this beautiful song. Finding us back to our roots.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me.
I carry fistfuls of leaves. make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind. I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, earth, my body, water, my life. Air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
Deep breath in, deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale. Ooh, love that meditation, that time for quieting our spirit. So the message this day and the next couple of days leading into winter solstice is to fast. Are you feeling that in your gut? That, as Sadhguru mentioned, the moon, the full moon energy is activating your gut more than any other area of your body. So in alignment with the Creator's wisdom that this energy from the light of the moon is going straight to the trillions of cells in our gut so that you will have no fear, no worry about your health. If you stop putting food in there, you got to let the gut rest and just stop eating so much. When you stop eating, then the energy from your gut, from your vagus nerve, from all over your body is going to go toward healing, whatever needs healing. So we've got to stop force feeding. We've got to stop stuffing our mouth, and go into meditation mode and feel the energy of the gut. Feel the energy of the gut doing its perfect job to heal, restore, and having resonating with each other. Spending more time with your friends and your family, not shopping, not spending money, but actually relating with conversation and all those good things. So we're going to go into, we're going to have a break shortly, but I want to introduce you to another guest. Tanya Gabrielle. Tanya Gabrielle is a really beautiful astrology female. And you're going to hear another guest talk about how this solstice is a feminine energy going into dark. If you think about yin and yang, I think I'll play the yin and yang audio to remind us of the female-male interaction and energy intertwining. But Tanya Gabrielle is an astrologist. She's got a weekly astrology that she gives, and I'm going to just play her since it's a short one.
Hello there. It's Tanya Gabrielle, wealth astronomerologist. Welcome to your weekly astronumerology forecast for December 20th through the 26th. We've literally reached the final days of December. Now, this forecast is for all signs. I cover selected highlights in the astrology and numerology for the coming week, beginning with Friday, the 24th of December, Christmas Eve. Now, the code for this day is very beautiful. It's a code of freedom and love, because the date adds up to 14, which reduces to 5, the number of freedom, and 24 reduces to 6, which is love and family. So it's a gorgeous day for love, romance, adventure.
I'm going to change that because I realize that more importantly is for us to understand yin and yang. Gabby, Tanya will come some other time. But yin and yang, before we go to the break, just let's listen to the importance of what yin and yang mean, because that's what the moon and the winter solstice are really connecting.
You might have seen this symbol before, whether it's as a temporary tattoo or at a Chinese temple. It's called the yin-yang symbol. It comes from Taoism, a religion born in China, and it has far more meaning than you probably realize. The yin is the dark swirl, and the yang is the light one, and each side has a dot of the opposite color, which gives a clue to the meaning of yin and yang. Everything contains the seed of its opposite. Darth Vader has the seed of goodness, and Luke has the potential to follow his father to the dark side. Like Luke and his father, yin and yang are not total opposites. They are relative to each other. Taoists believe that the universe is made up of energies, vibrations, and matter, which behave differently in different contexts. Something can be yin or yang depending on, well, depending on lots of things. So while wheat that's growing is yang, when it's being reaped, it's yin. A wave's crest is yang, and the trough is yin. Villages on the sunny side of a valley in China have names like Luoyang or Xiyang. But on the shady side, for example, of the Yangtze River Valley, there's Jiang Yin. The break is yin to the gas pedal's yang. An eggshell is yang. The egg inside is yin. You think you're getting it? Yang is harder, stronger, brighter, and faster. But one can turn into the other, or are two sides of the same coin. The sunbeams are yang in comparison to the shadows. The pitch is yang. The catch is yin. The yang starts an action, and the yin receives it, completes it. Yin is the inside space of a cup. It wouldn't be a cup without it. Yang is the cup. The coffee's heat, however, is yang, and its blackness is yin. Yang goes berserk sometimes, but there are some very powerful yins, too, if they don't quite go berserk. Yin is the darker swirl, the female, but there is a white dot in it. And yang is the lighter, the male, but it has a black dot. Water flowing calmly in a river is yin, but when it goes over the waterfall, it's very yang. Toothpicks are yin compared with a telephone pole. The back of a person is more yin than the front. The top of the person is the yang end. Taoism teaches that there is a power in the universe. It's higher, deeper, and truer than any other force. They call it the Tao. It means the way. Like the Force in Star Wars, the Tao has two sides. Unlike other religions where the higher power is all good and perhaps has an all evil rival, Taoism teaches that we need to learn from both yin and yang. And unlike religions with gods that are personal, the higher power in Taoism is not. Taoists believe that living in harmony with the way, a person will not have to fight against the universe's natural flow. So, for example, listen more, argue less. Be ready to back up or undo something, and you will make even faster progress. Don't worry about being the best. Be who you are. Live simply. Complications take you away from the Tao. The wise person is flexible, Taoists say. Learning to use the Tao is what Taoism is all about. And that's why you should know your yin from your yang.
I'm going to talk more about that yin, which is the darkness, which is the female, the receiving. And it's important as we go into the winter solstice this week And even into the celebrations that people will be doing the rest of the week, it's important to remember the energy that's flowing yin and yang, yin and yang, receiving, and as he said, listening. Listening is something, is active when you're receiving the voice of someone and understanding. And so we want to get more into that. When we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the solstice from other points of view and how we individually can improve during this, like, next 2 days, when, especially when we stop eating. Very important. But our executive producer, Naima Latif, is going to play some more commercials for us, and we'll be right back. Thank you for joining me.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Thank you for joining me. Yes, it's time for healing. This week especially, we have the moon activating, the number 11 on 1221 activating our bodies to really do some powerful healing as we let go of the food. And we were talking about addictions on Friday, and it's so important this whole week. And it's not easy with cookies and cakes and all kinds of desserts being presented to us because it's the holidays. You know, it's a good reason to eat more sugar, right, when it's the holidays. Because it's traditional. You've got to eat a lot of sugar and food during the holidays, right? There's a lunch here. There's a work buffets or work potlucks. But if you have the mind to be in alignment with the creator's energy of the moon, waxing, energy building in the gut, boom, you're going to be really blessed to find those white feathers or numbers or whatever, and to be in a real powerful healing mode this week, especially if you can let go of the fear that many people have held on to all year long because of what the media and the government are saying. It really is time for us to get into a fifth dimensional mind. And that's what my next guest is going to talk about, the fifth dimension aspect of winter solstice. Who ever thought? But there is an answer.
Please join me on Telegram. The link is below in the video description, because that is where you're going to be able to get all the extra juice and all the extra information that you can't get here. I'll see you there.
The yang
Hello,
part.
Hello, Starseeds. It's Alexander Quinn, and we are arriving at the end of quite a transformational year. And I would say 2022 is going to be even more polaristic, even more transitional, if you're in the right frequency vibrational timeline. Now, a lot of you are thinking about, especially in the Western world, thinking about the holiday season, Christmas, going away and seeing your families, depending on where you can go, where you can travel, depending on if you got that or taken that test and all the rest of it, depending on what the medical establishment want to do to you. But we do have some very powerful astrological alignments and some things happening. Our sun will be aligning with the galactic center. I'll be coming onto that. So there will be some very big codes coming in. And also, it is the winter solstice. So what is a winter solstice? Let's just have a quick recap before we touch on some further details and where it's going at. But just before we touch on that, a lot of souls are arriving at the end of this year feeling very spiritually tired and burnt out. Now, the current energies have been absolutely climactic. We've had incredibly high energies and big emotional swings and ups and downs based upon a push-pull energy, which I described in the Scorpio eclipse energy video two videos back. And what that was all about was the Akashic records coming up to the fore, and the shadow work and all shadow healing. And we've had a lot of people in the spiritual community on edge and battling each other and battling themselves. And things will be much cooler and much calmer next year. It's going to be a much different type of energy. So what is a winter solstice? During the winter solstice, the North Pole is tilted farthest away from the sun, delivering the fewest hours of sunlight of the year. This year, the winter solstice occurs on Tuesday, December the 21st at 3:58 p.m. GMT time in the Northern Hemisphere. As such, December 21st will be the longest night of the year, and the day after the winter solstice marks the beginning of lengthening days leading up to the summer solstice in June. Now, the current feeling and the energy at this moment in time going towards the end of the year is all about dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and sitting back and taking a look at all the transformations that you've been through. The end of December is not a doing time. It will be a time of reaping any manifestations that you have been putting into action throughout this year. But January is going to be the big creative year. A lot of people are feeling burnt out towards the end of this time, spiritually burnt out, energetically burnt out. But it is always darkest before the dawn. It's always darkest before the light. We're about to go into a very beautiful, light, energetic, quite beautiful etheric time going into January. It really is going to be special, but you're going to be asked more virulently than ever before, are you going to be 3D or are you going to be 5D? For so many people, the 3D matrix has been stripped away, whether they've liked it or not. We've seen relationships falling away. We've seen jobs falling away. We've seen work falling away. Everything that is not in your highest service has been stripped and falling away. I see so many people and the clients I work with. So what it's asking you is, are you going to go into January and try and fit into more comfortability dependent on fear-based values? Or are you going to take a giant leap of faith and do something new with your life, a new relationship, new work, new directions, and take a leap of faith based on compassion and inspiration. Let's look at a few more bits and pieces. The winter solstice has been a very, very old celebration for a very long period of time. Now, in the UK where I'm based, these are the places where people go. Traditionally, for hundreds of years, but in some cases thousands of years, people have gone to Newgrange in Ireland, Stonehenge in Wiltshire, the Glastonbury Tor in Somerset, and the Avonbury Stone Circle in Wiltshire. I myself will be going up to the Glastonbury Tor, both at 12:30 for a meeting there, and then I'll be going up later on to watch the sunset just a few minutes before 4 o'clock. So if you're local, and if you're in the UK, come see me. I'll be up at the Tor. That's where I'm going to be, worshipping the beautiful solstice as we get that final sunset going into the longer days. It's very important to touch on what's happening astrologically, because there are some extremely powerful planetary alignments and things going on that are going to affect our financial systems as well. Why do I keep on going on about the planets? Because we are walking through some very powerful eclipses at this moment in time, and it's affecting everything that's happening around us. So let's take a look. Venus conjuncts Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn is a sign of banking and big business and finance, raising issues around finance for the world, especially going forward. A possible financial event that could spread contagion or trigger more financial systems moving away from the old 3D fiat system. The sun around this time is going to be conjunct to the galactic center of our galaxy. This means many more light codes hitting us and influence from the most powerful portal local to us in the universe. So this will facilitate more information and more downloads available in readiness for 2022. And these incredibly strong planetary alignments and energies are going to be taking us all the way into mid-January, where there'll be a little respite period, and then it's all going to pick up all over again. So you will get a break for a short while, but it's going to be much easier going into next year. I know it's felt very heavy and dense. There's been a lot of shadow work towards the end of this year. It is going to change. There's light in the tunnel. Whoopie-doo. So with everything that's been happening and these absolutely incredible energies since the Lion Gate portal, is your spirit guides and the universe are now asking you to sit back, relax, take stock of where you've been this year. Action is not needed right now. It's asking you to reflect on how you're going to go forward and manifest next year. Is it going to be more familiarity based on fear, going back to old ways, old jobs, old relationships? Or is it going to be inspiration based on compassion and fearlessness, new directions, taking a massive leap of faith into the new 5D matrix and becoming the new person that you've always wanted to be, as the universe takes your hand and leads you into your dreams? I'm Alexander Quinn, and I'm going to see you maybe for one more video, and then we'll be in the new year. And my God, it's going to be an incredible year with even bigger changes. All my love. See you then.
Okay, another very uplifting, positive message. Let us breathe in that with, I love Damian Escobar has a tune called Awaken. Let's breathe into Awaken by Damian Escobar before we hear from our next guest, because, of course, if you have a question or comment, press 1 if you're in the studio, or I'm trying to monitor the comments on Facebook. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for commenting. But let's close our eyes one more time. Together, collective energy rising up to the moon, meeting the moon, rotating with the moon. Awaken. Let's just breathe in with our last speaker said, this is not a time for doing. That means, no more shopping, at least until after the solstice. You want to take full advantage of this moon, full moon energy, activating your body, your gut, especially to heal, to be regenerated, to be inspired, and to leave the fear alone and go into full faith mode. So I have one more guest I want to share with you, and this is about seasonal alignment with the creator, with the energy.
Hey guys, it is day one of my seasonal seven series, where I post seven videos in 7 days leading up to and theme around the winter solstice. So we are going to have our first video talk about the philosophy, the benefits, and what you should really understand about winter and winter solstice specifically before we get into the rest of the series. I know it's very tempting to just skip this and be like, I don't want to hear this bitch ramble, but I promise you there's good information here. So let's get into it. I'm sure this will surprise nobody, but I'm going to disagree with a bunch of the internet. The winter solstice, or Yule, is oftentimes treated as primarily a solar holiday. And there is some historical reasoning for that, and there are some solar aspects to be taken into account, but I feel like it overlooks the actual component of what it is. The winter solstice is the long night. Yes. After the winter solstice, every single day has slightly more light than it does night. That will continue until the spring equinox, when it equalizes and we have equal day and night. However, between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, when it actually equalizes, we will have more dark than light every single day. That's why it's winter. Okay? If we were to properly honor this, properly honor it, and take within ourselves that, it would be taking within ourselves the darkness. And that sounds a little scary on paper, but let me explain. Everything has a correlation. I mean, if you study esoteric traditions of any kind, everything correlates to each other. It all kind of goes together. Seasons have moon phases, which have elements, which correlate back to people. Like, everything goes together. There's colors and correspondences for every single thing, and they all kind of tie together. So let's look at the winter and the winter solstice and what it is. The winter solstice is the new moon of the season, right? So the summer solstice would be the full moon. And then the equinoxes are quarter moons, okay? That's how that works. The winter solstice is the new moon. Now the new moon correlates to the crone archetypes. We have the maiden, the mother, the wild woman, and the crone. The new moon, the winter, is the crone. That correlates to when a woman is on her menstrual cycle. These are all feminine, very feminine. If you look at the yin and the yang, you know, the yin-yang symbol, you got black and white. Each one has black and white within it, right? So half of that is masculine, half of that is feminine. Half of the year is masculine, half the year is feminine. The winter is peak feminine, and it's full-on feminine. It is psychic, it's intuition, it's going within, it is receiving. It is about... I mean, the feminine is the dark aspect of the yin and yang. It is the moon. It is reflective. It is receptive. It is that's what it is. So let's talk a bit about how we honor that. During the winter, we should be going within. We should be journaling our asses off. We should also be resting. This is a great time to curl up and watch a movie, read a book, drink nice warm cider, or get cozy and kind of just take really long rest. It is also an important time to pay attention to your dreams. It's an important time to spend time alone. Choose not to go out. Choose instead to stay in. Choose to sit with yourself. You have an entire year that has just passed by you. You should take this season to reflect upon it, figure out what you've learned from it, and plan the following year. This is a pause in between cycles. It is its own cycle. The pause is a cycle. I would really like to encourage everyone to go watch the video that I just published. It's called How to Use Magic to Manifest. I think I wrote Your Dream Life because it was better for search algorithms, but essentially it's How to Use Magic. And what I explain in there is that You cannot simply just do a manifestation ritual or a spell of any kind and expect it to work. You must first cultivate change within yourself. And then once that change is gone from your thoughts into your feelings, you then can move it into the physical world. The winter is the act of doing the internal part. We change our thoughts and we change our feelings. When the spring comes, we plant those seeds to create physical change in our world. If you really want to manifest massive changes in your life, then you're going to want to spend the winter cultivating the change within yourself first. This is the season you cry. And that's not bad. I feel like there's a really intense tendency in the spiritual community to push love and light and high vibe all the time. But that doesn't honor or give you the ability to go into the depths of you and find the things that still need to be weeded out. We are not healed. We are healing. We are not fixed. We're like working on ourselves. We are infinite. You can expand infinitely. You can grow infinitely. You are not done. There is no finish line. The winter is the time that you go within yourself. You rest and you take stock. You look at your previous year. You plan your next year. You tune in. You work on divination arts. If you want to study tarot, now is the time. Like, this is really when you spend the time with you. This is why I have an issue with the idea of it being a solar holiday. A lot of people push the idea that during the winter, like on the solstice, we remember that the light will come again, which is true, and I stand by that. But it's like spiritual bypassing in a larger scale. If you just go, the light's going to come again, I'm going to just get to the darkness, it'll be fine, then you're not actually honoring the darkness. We are dualistic. We're polarized. You know, we have within us multiple layers, and we should honor them. Additionally, if you're going to do shadow work, now is the time. That's what winter is for your shadow work, and you grow so much. The light is returning in the spring. The light should also grow within you as it grows throughout the days. You are just a reflection of your external world and is a reflection of you. If you properly honor that and you properly leverage that, your growth can be it can be fucking amazing. I don't even know how else to explain it. Like, when you are in flow with the natural cycles and seasons, when you are in alignment with your external environment and you're allowing that consciously to reflect within you back and forth, it allows this openness, this doorway for it to work through you and you to work through it, to become in sync with it. It's fucking magic. It is literally magic. But you have to be able to honor each aspect. And throughout the winter, that is when we honor our dark. We do our shadow work. We go within. It is a void that you fall into to gain wisdom. It's also when you rest. These things should be taken very seriously. And it doesn't have to be all work. Let me be clear. It really shouldn't be. This is not the season of doing. It's a season of going within. It's also resting. So don't run yourself ragged trying to get as much shadow work done as you can. You also should be resting. This is a time of warm chamomile tea and hot cider and long naps and cozy blankets. Like, you should be rejuvenated when spring comes. When spring comes, you should be like, I am fucking ready. Like, that's the energy you want. You get that energy from resting and doing work. The winter is like the cocoon that the butterfly or the, I guess, caterpillar goes into. You go into it, you rest, and you change, and you use your imaginal self, which is what they're called, use your cocoon to transform yourself, and you should emerge a butterfly in the spring. I would really like to leave you with a beautiful poem from a book called The Witch's Apothecary that I think summarizes it nicely. I'm hoping that I can very tastefully tie in a bunch of fancy B-roll that I'm totally going to purchase off the internet because I don't have time to shoot it all. But I would love for you to hear it. I think it's gorgeous. And I'll leave you with that, and I hope to see you in the next video.
Gaia Speaks from The Witch's Herbal Apothecary. It is winter. It is dark. Stay still. Silent. Listen. Snow muffles sound and we dream. hibernating in the folds of the Earth Mother's flesh. Find your cave. Enter the portal. Dark moon like a womb, the fertile void. All things come from here, and to her darkness will return, to die and be reborn again and again. In this moment we pause, between in-breath and exhale, between death and rebirth. The void, no thing, deep dream of renewal. Dissolve, dissolve into me. Let your bones exhale into the decomposing soil below. Let your mind spill like black ink into the night sky. Become one with the great mystery. In the moments of the merging, the great dream will enter the threads of your web. And when you awaken, you will be pregnant with the great song humming in your cells and the spaces in between. In all of your secret places, the primordial sound, you an instrument tuned to the song of creation. Hum my hum of deep time, timeless, no time, rest.
So throughout the evening, we've been hearing the message, this is not a season of doing, and yet all the world is doing, busy shopping and spending money on gifts and doing. And yet the alignment with the season is more of not doing. So how do we reconcile all that? It's about choices. It's about deciding what is your gut feeling. It really is about going into your own intuitive nature and asking yourself, what is it you need most right now? Do you need to be out doing, shopping until you just shop till you drop? Or do you need to step back and make a decision about your well-being, your health? It's up to you. It's really up to you. And I think it's time for us to go to another commercial break. So I'm going to open up Naima Latif's phone, if she's still awake, and we'll go to our last commercial breaks. And just think about for a moment the choices that you'll be making in the next 2 days, whether to eat or a lot or not, whether to give up the sugar or not, and whether to really get into alignment with Creator's love, compassion, wisdom, and just take this time for you to regenerate, to restore, and to gather your energy, gather the forces of the moon that are shining, that are giving itself, even that will be giving out its light. After today, the moon will be giving of its light to the earth. And waning, it will start to wane. So that's especially when we can take hold of the waning light that's coming to us on the Mother Earth, and then enjoy the winter solstice number 11, the full divinity of who you are. Let that be absorbed into your body, your mind, spirit, and especially your gut, giving your body a break from all the food and the eating, and especially all the sugar. And just becoming one with Mother Earth. So I'm going to, while we wait on our executive producer for our last commercials, I'm going to play one more meditation song, Born of Water, Cleansed and Powerful, I Am. Just a meditation of breathing in and out. Born of water, remembering who we are. We don't need a lot. We don't need to clutter. We don't need to hoard.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful.
We're activating our intuition, our gut, our microbiome. We're activating that now. After all these messages from our guest tonight, we want to activate within. We want to go within. Practice going within, especially over the next couple of days, to really absorb the energy that the moon is giving out, for us to be in alignment with the planetary system and with the season of 11. So one more meditation, two more meditations.
I am grateful. I am grateful for all I am. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful for all I will become.
For all who are aware, all of you who are aware. And then we have a 5-minute meditation we're going to go in. Breathing in. Thank you.
Indigenous people, shine your light, we are equal. I remember the days when our prayers were illegal. I remember the days when being Indian was lethal. Yeah, we had a rough past, but get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the glorious comeback of our people. Oh, yeah. Rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seventh fire calling us to wake up, wake
all
up.
All nations rise. Rise up, cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, cause now's the time. All nations rise, rise up, cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, cause now's the time.
With forgiveness as my bow and my prayers as my arrows, pull them back and let go. I watch them fly like sparrows have hope. Yeah, have hope.
With compassion
as my shield and faith down to my marrow, I will walk the pollen path even when it gets narrow. Yeah, yeah, I
resurrect. Yes, you can bet
that we seen the single mama raising children on the res. We seen domestic violence tear apart what we have left. We seen the alcohol take it all and leave us dead. We seen the children take their lives when they can't take the dread anymore. Can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore.
It's a war, but we've seen it all before. And now we know we can change it, cause that's why we were born. We know we are the ones that we have been waiting for.
We are the ones Grandma has been praying for.
So rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seventh fire calling us to wake up, wake up.
Levántense, es nuestro tiempo. No tienes que esconderte más. Ahora es nuestro tiempo.
Mujer indígena, tú eres tan sagrada. Traigas medicina de tu suelo todavía. A pesar del abuso de tu cuerpo y tu tierra, respetamos tus ancestros y la suya cultura.
Hombre indígena,
tú eres honorable y yo veo la fuerza que todavía sobrevive a pesar del abuso de tu raza venerable. Yo respeto tus ritos, tus danzas, tus padres.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
They say that history is written by the victors, but how can there be a victor when the war isn't over? The battle has only just begun, and Creator is sending his very best warriors. And this time, it isn't Indians versus cowboys. No, this time, it is all the beautiful races of humanity together on the same side, and we are fighting to replace our fear with love. And this time, bullets, arrows, and cannonballs won't save us. The only weapons that are useful in this battle are the weapons of truth, faith, and compassion.
Words that can come out of our mouth, and remembering that the I am light words, optimizing our brain and our gut is about watching the words that come out of our mouth and bringing into our reality the idea that this moon that's full right now, bringing into our reality that we can receive that light and be changed, and we can move into the next couple of days remembering the numbers around the solstice day of 1221, and that all of these things are meant to bring us to a new awareness, a new consciousness. So stay faithful, as the white feathers reminded me, stay faithful. And remember, synchronicity is always occurring. The fact that I would walk outside and at that moment see white feathers is about synchronicity, and that our faculties, our mind, our thoughts are with the native patterns of stars and their origins. That's synchronization, when we can really synchronize with the origins of the stars above us and then decipher. The moonbeams are strength to decipher words and their origins in our breath. And so that's why we breathe, have these moments of meditation to breathe, to remember that our breath is really connected to the light of the moon, and to take that with us as we go all week long. Consciousness, shifting, deciphering, moon, strength, and origins are in our breath. So let us breathe out on this evening of 12/19/2021, which is a 9, by the way, the number 9, the number of full term, coming to term and giving birth. Let us give birth this week to a new reality of not eating so much and just breathing in the energy of the winter darkness, which is the feminine energy, and balancing that feminine energy with the male energy in no matter what your gender is. So Sat Nam, Namaste, and Shalom. Everybody have a great week. Come back tomorrow morning for Zelda's Countdown to a Cashless Christmas. And then on Tuesday, Jody's going to bring in a self-help guest. So you can't lose staying close to the female solution. So everybody have a great week. I'm going to sign off with love and shalom. Thank you for being here tonight. We'll see you tomorrow on The Female Solution.